Thanks, everybody, for joining us. This is Home Energy Purification Stories, and I'm Michael Spencer, and I'm here with Melissa Brehm, who is a dear friend and mentor of mine. And Melissa has been present for a whole lot of conversations about home energy purification as it's been coming into form, and she has been doing some of her own home energy purification in a process with her husband, and I wanted to invite her on to share a little bit about her story and what her experience has been clearing out and releasing some old baggage. So welcome, Melissa. Thank you so much for being here.
Very happy to be here.
So tell me a little bit about what your experience has been like with home energy purification, and you can share as much or as little as you'd like, and I'm sure I'll have some questions as we go.
Well, it's been an incredible experience. We began in January, so perfect timing with the new year. And it started with the room where we store our Christmas decorations, because as I was taking them down, it was a chance to clear out. And that's the room we began with. And that's only a very small portion of the basement. And then we started on the rest. And we have had four donation piles going out to Purple Heart over the last 3 months. April, we haven't had anything go out yet. And I can't tell you, you feel it when you walk in the house, mm-hmm. as you're clearing stuff out, you know, it comes upstairs. It's, I take pictures of it before it goes out the door. And I'm so happy when I come home and it's all off the front porch. And you literally feel your upstairs getting lighter and lighter. And the energy that is given my husband, because we just intended to clear junk, but now he's like actually fixing up an old basement, building shelves and creating walls over the cement foundation just to make it warm. He's choosing warm colors to paint the wood. And I have to share that the most amazing thing, though, is our dog would hang out at the top of the steps, because we were spending hours down there and we couldn't get him to come down unless my husband would literally carry him down. Mm-hmm. And then he would stay there with us, but he would not come down the steps himself. And just, I think it's been 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, for whatever reason, Gunnar came down the steps and he's been hanging out down there with us. And I think what it is we've cleared enough stuff and he literally feels the vibrational shift where it's not a problem. He just comes down and lays in the middle of the floor. And when we carried him down before, he would walk around and sniff stuff, but forget about laying down. And now he plops down like, oh, okay. You know, I'm part of the process now. So they are very much impacted by energy. And I'm very happy to report he notices the progress too.
Yeah.
So we have a lot more to go. And I mean, if you want to rate it on a scale of 1 to 100 being completion, being the 100, I'd say we're at 60%, which is huge.
And awesome.
Because it's a very, very large basement, and it was filled with years of accumulated things from not only our past lives. There was an accumulation of stuff of my mother's that once, she passed away, it got stuck in our basement non-intentionally and probably on purpose. So it's just been amazing. And the more you clear things out, physically, you feel the energetic release on so many other different levels. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people like to come in our house. They're like, oh, this, you know, it feels really good in here and everything. I've had that comment, you know, many times before, because I do offer meditation classes, and it just continues to rise, the vibration, the more mm-hmm. we clear out.
And so, yeah, and it's amazing, because I think sometimes the things that we can't see, we don't really pay attention to how those objects and those spaces are contributing to the energy of the living space. And it sounds like as you've cleared out the basement, you can feel a difference in the vibration of the whole house.
Absolutely. And anymore, like, I don't mind going down the basement before. Man, before it was like, go down, get something out of the freezer, and come back upstairs. It's not that I was afraid or anything like that. And I had no desire to be down there. And now I just wanted to avoid it. It was overwhelming when I would go, because I would be reminded, oh my God, like, the stuff needs cleared out. And I do want to share the story of when I had gone down to my sister's house. At the end stages of her life, I had an opportunity to be in her house, which was filled to the gills of, you know, 76 years of living. And she had no children either. You know, this was just her and her husband's stuff. And I made a vow when I came home that that was not going to be what I left as a legacy to when it came time for my girls to have to, you know, if that would be the order, that they'd be stuck clearing out this junk. I did not want to leave them with that. And so she passed away in October, and we waited until the beginning of the year to start the project. But I had, you know, set an intention that it was going to happen. And there is no better time than, you know, a new year. And like I said, it started before we put all the Christmas stuff back in there. It's like we're starting with that room. So you have to start small and mm-hmm. then work from there. You mm-hmm. can't tackle everything at once.
Yeah, and I think that really is such a big part of choosing to commit to a project like this, is having a realistic expectation of how long yes. it might take. This is not sure. one weekend,
no. you know, just not get it done. I did smaller parts of the room that mm-hmm. were very easy to do compared to the basement. And I could clear that, get that done in an afternoon, but I only picked one section at a time. And I picked something that I knew that I would have success with, so that it was done and complete, like a junk drawer. Or, you know, there was a place in our playroom that had an accumulation of kids stuff. And I knew that I could just be with that and get it done. And a lot of that stuff, it wasn't junk that got thrown away. It was stuff that got to be passed on, because I don't have little kids anymore. So mm-hmm. I don't need that. Mm-hmm. And it got passed on to be utilized to other people. And there's a really good feeling about doing that.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the really beautiful things about, you know, I think what sets home energy purification process apart from just cleaning out, like getting a dumpster and throwing everything away, is the discernment about where things go, as well as, you know, recognizing the circulation of energy that happens whenever we go, oh, okay, now somebody else gets to play with these toys, or these household objects can go to somebody else. Right. Yeah.
And sometimes you uncover a treasure that you forgot you had. And so then I'm holding on to this, and I'm putting it in a specific place because mm-hmm. I knew that's where it belonged, and it adds meaning to me anyway, the meaning behind it. And I want it as part of something that I see every day, because mm-hmm. it has a good feeling attached to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Are there any things that you can think of off the top of your head that feel like those treasures that you've discovered?
Well, there were a couple things that got relocated that just had meaning to me. There were a few that you uncover little nuggets from your children's past. Mm-hmm. And some of them definitely, you know, like I would take pictures of them as I'd find them and send them to the girls, you know, and they'd be like laughing, like, oh my God, I forgot all about that. So, you know, we had some shared memories. And then, you know, I asked them, which of this, is there any of this that you want me to keep? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, shall I pass it all on? And there were definitely some things that got requested to be held on because they had really fond memories. And then the rest, you know, was easily passed on.
Yeah.
So that, it was fun to do that.
And
there's still some stuff of my mom's that I'm going through. Mm-hmm. Like I found some really funky dish towels and it's not something I would have bought, but they're colorful and I've been using them in the kitchen. So that's what I'm talking about. You don't even know what it's going to be that you uncover, but it's like, oh, this is fun, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been having a great time with that.
I love that you shared that, and it makes my heart so warm. And that really is, you know, such the essence of this work, where these dish towels that were in the basement, mm-hmm. in a box or bag, are yep. now being circulated through, and you get to see them and enjoy them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that it's something you wouldn't have bought, and yet it's...
I totally would not have bought. And it's like, oh, they're colorful. They're different. And,
it's
something that was my mom's. So I mm-hmm. don't mind having that reminder in the kitchen.
Of course.
She
right.
used to save, like, and the stuff, like, it's almost like it was never used. So that makes it even funnier,
uh-huh.
you know, and it's breaking an old paradigm that I was brought up with, that you have this super good stuff, but you never use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every day is a special occasion in my house. So, you know, that's a reminder of an old paradigm I'm trying to break. Live every
it.
Day to its fullest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't put it, stuff it in a box where you forget to have it.
Yeah.
And then it never got utilized. So I am, you know, doing it for all of us.
Absolutely. Yeah. The collective feels it.
Yes.
I can feel it. It's incredible. Can you share a little bit for people who aren't familiar with Purple Heart? Because I know that you've used that organization several times. And I'd love if you can share a little bit. And I'm not sure where Purple Heart, where they serve, if it's all over the country or if it's more in our local area. I'd just love for you to speak to that a little bit.
It's the Military Order of Police. And my understanding is it goes to veterans' families or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on their website. I'm pretty sure you type in your zip code. And then they definitely come around our area for sure, because I've been using them for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you what they will take and what they won't take. You know, they're pretty specific. And they also say, like, if you try to put something out that they won't, that, you know, it will be left behind.
Sure.
So I'm very happy, though. They really like clothing and kitchen things and kids' toys. They don't want big bulky furniture.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, I don't think they take like a lot of infant stuff. So, and it makes it perfectly clear though on their website. You can read, and it can't be anything super heavy, like over 50 pounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. So once again, you can claim it as a deduction, and it's passing on stuff that will be utilized by someone who will appreciate, you know, it has value for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. So what was stuck, stagnant,
mm-hmm.
accumulation in your space gets to come up out of the basement, be put on the front porch, and go be utilized by others. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. And so it sounds like the process for you has really transformed the basement. It's been more than cleaning it out. It's actually turned it into a space that Gunner is more comfortable in. It sounds like you're more comfortable going down there and not rushing to get out.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, watching my husband, I mean, he's very energized. He's very excited to continue with the process. So that's how I know progress is being made, and he feels it too, for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and literally you saw it fairly recently. Mm-hmm. And since you've seen it, like, a lot more progress has been made. So it's very enjoyable.
Oh, that's amazing. And how have you all been doing that? Do you just go down on the weekends, or, and let me ask a different question. How much time would you say you're dedicating per week, if you can estimate? Because I think that's a curious question for such a big project.
Because he's been painting and built, like, actually creating walls and shelves, he's been devoting about, I'd say, an average of 4 hours a night down there.
Wow.
He likes to go down. It's his, you know, he would go down and tinker anyway with his stuff, but now it has purpose with it. So he's devoting a lot of energy, and that includes him having to go and buy, you know, he picked out specific paint. He wanted warm colors down there. And as he continues with the project, he'll have to run and get this and that, which he, you know, doesn't have. For myself, because I was packing up the junk and things like that, my role was a little bit different. There for a while, I'd spend maybe only like an hour or two a night going through stuff. And now that's gotten a lot more sporadic, because it's in where it's his stuff. So it's up to him. And there's still a few more things though to go through. And I get a little bored with it, if you will. And so I know there's like a whole box of brand new linens and all that. So that will actually be fun. The dirty work is pretty much done.
Nice.
You know, the sorting through. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it, when I get to, I'll finish it.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like letting him do his thing and supporting him, giving gratitude daily for him doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like it's been a joint project and process in a lot of ways. And then there's his process of doing the construction work and, you know, that's gone beyond the clearing out process.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to share about what your process has been like? Or anything else at all about home energy purification?
Well, it's an ongoing thing, because it's about when you come in and you have a handful of stuff and you'll like lay it down, okay? Mm-hmm. So that place in our house is the kitchen table, and we have a big kitchen table, and I can't let that go for more than like a night or two, and then it's got to be cleared off, because as you're doing this, you know the difference between allowing that accumulation to build up and then the difference when you just clear it and you put it all away and it no longer is clutter. Mm-hmm. So when you start this process, you can slide back a little bit and then it's like, nope, I'm getting rid of this. I'm not letting clutter build back up.
That's beautiful.
And so, yeah, it's daily reminders of, you know, you're overwhelmed. You might have been gone all day. And like I said, you dump a lot of things on the table and you just want to go to bed or make dinner and get going. And I can't let that go for more than like a night or two. And then it has to be cleared up.
Right.
So I'm happy about that because it's keeping me in good habits of keeping the energy in our house so that when you walk into that space, you feel it. And so when you leave to go out the door to start your day, it's not with a cluttered feeling.
Right.
It's like, you know, wide open space.
That's so beautiful.
So I like that very, very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for everything that you've shared. And I trust that what you've shared will be informative and helpful for everybody who's listening. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for reminding me how important it is to purify our living space.
Thank you so much for joining me and Melissa Bram on this episode of Home Energy Purification Stories. If you are feeling inspired to start your own home energy purification process, head on over to infinitenature.life and go to the home energy purification page to learn about my specific offerings and how we might work together individually. And keep on purifying.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.